guys. It's Wednesday. Yeah, it's our last live matinee of the week.
Yeah, we are here.
Yes, we are.
Trying to keep everybody cheerful.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Just chill out.
Yeah.
I can't have... He's
exciting, like, fucking news today. I'm just fucking... Man, I'm just trying to keep my mouth shut during all this shit.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Just saying, I was right. I was right. I knew this would happen.
Yeah, you think...
It's gonna get worse. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
See, I told you not to. I said before we came on, I was like, because he's just like...
My spider senses, man.
I was like, look, we got a fucking show to do. I can't... It's like, I got other shit I gotta do. I can't, like, be sitting here all day and you going off on these tangents.
I've just seen this before. This was part of my job. I've seen this before and I'm fucking terrified. Let's get on the fucking... I'm terrified, people. Okay, let's go ahead and... Let's go ahead and go.
I'm not. It's fine.
I'm just getting that feeling that I used to get.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
You're going to keep me sane, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said nothing's going to happen to you.
All right.
Calm down.
Okay. I'm good to go.
All right. So, as we said yesterday, Netflix just added a delightful little series called The History of Swear Words.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You like it.
It's good because it's actually like just like a really fun... light kind of series. It's only 6 episodes.
They got the right guy hosting it.
The episodes are only like 20-25 minutes long, something like that, and each one focuses on a different swear word.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're going to do any more. I mean, Nicolas Cage was absolutely the perfect person to host this because he is just... It's so, so fun. I mean, he's just like really, really good in this. He just cages the fuck out. But I also like, too, that... They almost have it, like, the set that they have at the beginning almost looks like some, like, Masterpiece Theater kind of shit or something like that. But then he just, and a lot of the times he's very serious, but also kind of jokey, like, at the same time. But it's, like, a really, really good tone. And then, like, every now and then he just, like, goes crazy on the shit. And it's really, really funny. I mean, there's other good shit on there, too. They have, like, a lot of funny, like, comedians, you know, on there. They have, like, Sarah Silverman's on there. Baron Vaughn, who's on the new Mystery Science Theater. I think he does Servo on the new one. And, like, you know, they have all these other people. Nick Offenberg or whatever his name is. Okay. And there's a couple other comedians. And so, and then they have, like, experts and stuff, too. It's not real. It's kind of educational, but... It's pretty
more comedic.
Yeah, it's kind of just more meant to be funny. Yeah. It does tell you like some cool facts about some of the words and like where maybe they came from, but it's like it's not super in depth.
It's,
obviously,
it's just light entertainment. It's raunchy.
Yeah,
It's funny as hell. But really, the star of this show is fucking Nick Cage. They're letting Cage the fuck out.
Well, that's why they hired him for this.
That's
I'm
why
imagining.
He hired him. That's why you watch this.
Yeah.
You watch this to fucking see Nick Cage just fucking be himself, man.
Cajun.
He cages the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So that's why I like the series. The other comedians, it's kind of hit and miss. Some of them are funny, some of them aren't funny. But it doesn't matter. It's something you're having a drink, you're tossing back a few, and you're just laughing at them.
And like I said, you know, there's only 6 episodes and they're short, so it's easy. I mean, I just sat and watched all of them and it was like nothing. It was just like, it took a couple hours. So what they did, so the first one, let's see, what did they cover? The first one was fuck, the second one was shit, the third one was bitch, then
pussy.
It was dick, pussy, and then the last one was damn, which at first I was kind of like, why'd they choose like such a weak sauce fucking last word? But in a way it was good because they wanted to show, because they even addressed that. They're like, you know, why that's like barely a curse word. But that was kind of like the point they were trying to make was that, you know, back in the Middle Ages, if you damned someone, it was like the worst, you know what I mean? That was like the worst thing you could say to somebody else. Now it's like not even a curse word anymore. So they were kind of showing like the evolution of curse word, because the one guy that was on there, I can't remember, he was like a lexicographer or whatever, like, or an etymologist or something like that. And he was talking about, he said where damn is now, where it's like you wouldn't even get upset probably if your like 4-year-old said it. It's like that's probably where shit will be like in 20 years. It's like no one's really going to care that much anymore.
Shit's getting there.
I feel like shit is getting there too, because it's interesting too. They go a little bit into, you know, especially like on the damn show, they were talking about Gone with the Wind, which came out in 1939, and how it was this massive, massive deal for Clark Gable to say, I don't give a damn at the end, and how the dude had to go to like the Hays Code, you know, to the Hayes guy at the, you know, at the office and was like, hey, it was in the book. Can we please put it in the movie? Because they weren't going to let him. And so it's just funny to see how far along the words have come. But yeah, it's like, I thought this was like a super fun show. And like I said, there was, the Dick show, I think was the funniest. I don't know. The Fuck show was pretty funny too. The Dick one was funny because, interestingly, fun trivia, Dick is the only curse word that actually started out as a name. You know what I mean? And so they were pointing out, they're like, it's really funny because you can say dick on TV if it's someone's name. But if you're talking about a dick, like if you're calling someone a dick or, you know, you're referring to someone's dick, then they'll bleep it out. So I just, I thought that was very fun. Actually, maybe you can call somebody a dick. You just can't, you can't use dick to refer to an actual dick, which I thought was, I was like, okay, that seems arbitrary, but all right. Yeah. Mango said the bitch one was a great episode too. Yeah. I really, really liked, I can't remember the comedian that said it, but she perfectly encapsulated the bitch conundrum, which is, she was basically like, okay, she's like, my close girlfriends, she's like, hell, even my grandma can go, hey, bitch, what's up, or something like that. She's like, if a man calls me a bitch, I'm going to burn his fucking house down.
I like how the series, I like how the series also pointed out that there's a difference between the United States and the UK when it comes to swearing. You could say anything in the UK. In the United States, especially like in Bible Belt South back in the 80s and 90s, and actually a bit today, if you're around the wrong person and you say any of these words freely in public, they'll fucking attack you. They're like, what'd you say? You know what I mean? Did you take the Lord's name in vain? You know, they'll do that, or they'll,
which
like,
is hilarious.
You spoke that way in front of my wife. That, you know, it's like, you go, it's like going back to the early 1900s. They take it as a personal insult.
I know a few people like that still, but they're very old.
Yeah, well, I ran into that last time I was in Mississippi, you know.
Really? That was only a couple years ago. A
couple years back, and, like, I forgot what the way some people in Mississippi were.
Yeah, because it seems like most people just swear without even thinking about it. Yeah. You know, it doesn't even register as swearing.
Yeah, I was in Hattiesburg, which is one of their bigger towns, and I was like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. I forgot, you know.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that you guys are provincial. But, you know what I mean? It's just,
I wouldn't have just, like, I would have just not been able to
it's
talk.
It's not everybody, though. It's not everybody.
I can't talk about swearing.
It's their point, it's their way of virtue signaling, you know what I mean? That they're good people. Ain't that some shit?
Well, that's really dumb.
I'm backing
because...
all on them, you know what I mean? That's what the kind of people I come from, but, you know what I mean? They're just,
but that's the kind of people that they get all uptight about swearing, but then they'll do horrible shit.
Well, some
but
of them
But they won't
do.
Say horrible shit.
Not all of them, but some of them are like that,
which I think is very silly. Yeah. And honestly, I think that, you know, studies that have done, and obviously this is a generality, but studies that have been done show that people that swear a lot tend to be more honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tend to, like, lie less. And also, they talked a little bit, too, about, like, the science of swearing, like, where it comes from in your brain, because it's not, like, the same place.
The thing is, though, is that they're not offended that you swore in front of them. They get offended that you swore in front of one of their family members like it embarrassed them. It's that kind of shit.
That's
a weird way of doing it, but...
I'd be like, bitch, I'm not offended.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That was like some shit to your grandparents. Your grandparents, you know what I mean? Shit like your grandparents were like that.
Well, so not my grandparents, because my grandma used to swear all the time.
It's
really funny because... I guess maybe because I was like a good little kid, I didn't really swear until I was a teenager. Like when I was, you know, 10 or 11, I would swear and then I'd be like, oh, you know what I mean? Which is dumb because my parents and grandparents absolutely did not care if I swore. Yeah. And they swore all the time. And it wasn't really, so it wasn't like, don't say that. They, you know, I never had that. It's just that was a me thing. I don't really know why. But then, you know, I'm so, that may be why I swear so much now is because I was making up for it.
Yeah.
But there was something else I wanted to say too about it. God damn it. Oh, what I was going to say when, because you said about the UK, I was kind of hoping that they would do a cunt show.
See,
a cunt twat show. It could be two words. Although I like that, you know, but the thing about it is that cunt, if you say that in the US, that
means
is
something very different.
Well, no, it doesn't mean anything different necessarily, but it's way more offensive in the US than it is in the UK or Australia, from my understanding. And honestly, it's still very much gendered here. If you call someone, I've never heard anybody in the U.S. call a man a cunt.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
In the U.K. and Australia, they do. Even though it still means the same thing. Right. You know, everybody knows what that's a slang term for.
We use this that particularly targeted at women. It's like seven steps above bitch.
Yeah, that's way worse than bitch. Oh my God. Yeah. If you call a woman that, you are getting punched right in the
dick.
Yeah,
she might try to sue you. Call the cops on your ass.
I mean, yeah. So it's way more offensive. I mean, I think it will go the way of... I mean, I think that only one person said it on the... I think it was one of the female comedians. I think it was on the Pussy Show. Yeah. And because they were talking about how, obviously, originally pussy came from cat. And then it was, you know, there was like some wordplay with, you know, female vagina or whatever. And then as it went on, it started to refer to that. But and you know, even in the 1800s, there were like fucking can-can shows and stuff like that were called like the pussycat thing. And like they'd lift up their skirts and there'd be cats underneath there and shit like that. So they did all that kind of stuff. But one of the comedians said in there that she said she didn't call her cat a pussy or something. She's like, I call her a cunt or something like that. I was like, okay. Yeah. But that was kind of the only time that they said it. I hope that they do more of these, though. I know there's not a lot of swear words left anymore to do, but...
Tammy and Sophie are in there saying that, you know, like, that they have relatives that, you know, will leave the room if there's people swearing on TV or... People be comments on videos. It'd be great without all that foul language. Yeah,
we had comments early on the show every now and then.
Yeah,
not that often.
It was much more early on in the show.
But every now and then, I will get like some grandma or grandpa on there because like, I don't know how old they are. But
first couple months of the show, remember we'd have people. Will you people stop swearing? I have my kids listening with us, and, you know, and I'm like, this is an R-rated show. You know what I mean? Please don't. You know. Don't unsubscribe, you know, I'm just,
This ain't G-rated, motherfucker.
Yeah, we don't have time to censor ourselves, which is going to be just like normal.
You know? And like I said, if I couldn't swear, I don't think I'd be able to talk.
Well, you know, this is not a canned show. It's just a show basically kind of like among a small clique of people, you know, and it's just like, we're supposed to be just like online friends more than anything else, you know what I mean? And it was how I came up listening to the radio back in the day with Howard Stern and shit. I don't like a heavily formatted show, even though we started off like that. But that's because the way we thought it had to be, you know?
Yeah.
But no. And they didn't have live streaming back then. Doing it live is so much better because you can get instant feedback and stuff.
Yeah, that's, I think that's what I like the most about it. So much better. I mean, that and the lack of post-editing.
Just us performing to each other is a lot harder, you know what I mean, on these topics. But, you know, if we have a live, active crowd in the comments
section. Yeah, who's asking us questions like, or, you know, giving us ideas and
stuff. Well, I can also feel the tone of the audience at the time. I'm not playing to the recorded audience. I'm playing to the live audience, you know. I think Frank and Jenny probably is, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know what I mean, it's just... After the show, we'll have people in the, you know, in the comments listening to the recorded show. Will you guys please stop going off? I don't really care that much about that. No offense. Because it's the live show for us that really matters because that's where all our patrons are. Most of them.
Yeah.
And our big supporters.
The thing about it, too, is that a lot of shows that I like, you know, shit like Last Podcast on the Left, I like Half in the Bag, stuff like that, where... Drinking is kind of part of it, at least in Half in the Bag's case, and going off on tangents is kind of part of it, too. So, I mean, I kind of enjoy that. If I like the personalities of the people that are on the show, then I don't really care what they're talking about. You know what I mean? It's like, if I want some informative shit, then I'll watch, like, a Discovery Channel doc or a History Channel documentary, some shit like that. If I want to see something without a bunch of different digressions, then I'll just watch that. I'm going to watch some YouTube shit. You just take me on a journey.
Yeah, when we started doing the live streams, that was around the beginning of the pandemic, and it was a lot easier because it felt like we promised to walk you guys through the damn apocalypse. I didn't know the apocalypse was going to be fucking 20, 30 years long. This shit's going to keep on going.
Let's not... I'm thinking 20, 30 years long.
Yeah,
it's gonna be, no, I wasn't going to say you're jinxing it. I was you're wildly exaggerating is what you're doing.
That's what I'm saying.
You're wildly exaggerating.
That's what I'm seeing. This is going to be forever.
No, it's not. Okay. It's going to be fine.
All right.
Just stop exaggerating. Stop being such a little bitch.
All right.
stop being such a little bitch.
We'll see how it goes.
But yeah, I'm kind of hoping... You know what would be awesome? Okay, so they absolutely need to do a cunt show. They should do a twat show, although that one's not... I feel like twat is not all that common. Actually, nowadays I hear twunt more than twat. Yeah. It's like twat and cunt, like, together. Okay. I heard it more in the UK, but they say twat. And that's, as far as I know, it's not really gendered either, because that's usually anybody, you're just calling somebody, like, it's calling somebody a dick or an asshole or something like that, or an idiot. So it's kind of like that. You know what would be awesome is if they did an episode about the best swears from other countries. Because they did go, like, slightly into that. They had, like, 3 or 4 examples of, like, really crazy, like, swears from other countries. Like, there was a South African one, and there was, like, a German one or something. Like, I can't remember what they were. But I was like, that would be cool if they did a whole episode or two about that. But as far as it is, they're just focusing on the English language ones. And like I said, other than cunt and twat, I can't really think of any other... I mean, motherfucker, but I mean, that was kind of covered on the fuck show. You know, because on the fuck show, they kind of went into, like, you know, fuckhead, motherfucker, fucker, you know what I mean? There's all the different, like, iterations of it. So, I don't know.
They'll run out of cuss words eventually.
I'm going to say, that's like, we're really, like, the pool of them is getting really small.
It looks like it was set up for 2 seasons, probably.
Maybe. I mean, they could talk about asshole, even though that's not really that bad of a word either.
There's all kinds of, you know, other ones they can do.
Yeah, I can't even really think of anything. I can't even really think of anything else other than, like, slurs.
Yeah.
Which probably would, that'd be some problematic shit to, like, wade into. But... I don't know. Like I said, it's just a fun little series, just, you know, to have a cocktail and watch Nicolas Cage caging out and watching a bunch of comedians swearing and coming up with a bunch of funny shit. And it has, like, some great little animation sequences and shit like that, too. So that's pretty cool. All right. So you done?
Yeah, it's about time.
We got to give Beijing her little liver pill.
Yeah.
Because it's time to do that, and I have some other stuff I got to do. So, thanks everybody for dropping by on this Wednesday. It's recorded shows tomorrow and Friday, and then we'll see you guys again live on Saturday for the main episode. We'll have a drink. We'll talk about some real depressing shit. It'll be a good time. So, we'll see you guys on Saturday. Bye.